September 17, 1924. How one who does the divine will is wounded by God and wounds God. I was thinking about the holy divine will, and I was doing as much as I could in order to fuse myself in it, to be able to embrace all and to bring to my God, as one single act, the acts of all, which are all due to our Creator. Now, while I was doing this, I saw the heavens open, and a sun come out of them which, wounding me with its rays, penetrated into the very depth of my soul. And my soul, wounded by those rays, turned into a sun which, spreading its rays, wounded that sun from which it had been wounded. And since I continued to do my acts for all in the divine will, these acts were overwhelmed by these rays and transformed into divine acts which, spreading through all and over all, formed a net of light, such as to put order between Creator and creature. I remained enchanted at this sight, and my adorable Jesus, coming out from within my interior, in the middle of this sun, told me, "My daughter, do you see how beautiful is the sun of my will? What power! What marvel! As soon as the soul wants to fuse herself in it to embrace all, my will, turning into sun, wounds the soul and forms another sun within her. And as she forms her acts, these become rays which wound the sun of the supreme will, and overwhelming all within this light, she loves, glorifies, satisfies her Creator for all, and what is more, not with human love, glory and satisfaction, but with love and glory of divine will, because the sun of my will has worked in her. Do you see what it means to do acts in my will? This is to live in my will, the sun of my will, transforming the human will into sun, acts in it as if in its own center. Afterwards, my sweet Jesus gathered all the books written by me on his divine will. He united them together, then he pressed them to his heart, and with unspeakable tenderness, added, "I bless these writings from the heart. I bless every word. I bless the effects and the value they contain. These writings are part of myself." Then he called the angels, who prostrated themselves, their faces to the ground, to pray. And since two fathers, who were to see the writings, were there present, Jesus told the angels to touch their foreheads to impress in them the Holy Spirit, so as to infuse in them the light in order to make them understand the truths and the good contained in these writings. The angels did that, and Jesus, blessing us all, disappeared.